I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I want you both to come here and work for me at Infeld Daniels.
As attorneys?
Yes, of course. I've had my eye on both of you for quite some time. Peter Bash, no one plays a jury better than you. The way you look past their eyes into their souls. Jared Franklin, son of the legendary trial lawyer, Leonard Franklin. You're F. Lee Bailey meets Barnum and Bailey. Are you familiar with yin and yang?
The idea that opposing forces are interconnected and interdependent in the natural world, giving rise to each other.
No way.
Try watching something besides Real Housewives of New Jersey.
They're real housewives, Peter.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we navigate our way through the legal system to end up in the law offices of Franklin and Bash. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the stars of the hit TV series Franklin and Bash, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer. Mr. Gosselaar is best known for playing Zach Morris on the classic TV series Saved by the Bell, and Mr. Meyer has appeared in such films as Kate and Leopold, Rat Race, and has provided character voices for such animated series as Robot Chicken and King of the Hill. Over the next segment, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer will help us explore virtually every aspect of this funny and off-the-wall series, whose season premiere airs Wednesday, June 19th at 9 p.m. on TNT, as we have our day in court with the wild and wacky Franklin and Bash. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take the bar exam, feel free to chase an ambulance or two as we move for a continuance of the past to receive a temporary stay in the present. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Captain Jim.
Mark Paul and Brecken, you star in Franklin and Bash, which premieres June 19th at 9 p.m. on TNT. Mark Paul, without giving too much away, what is in store for audiences when they tune in to Franklin and Bash this season?
Oh, we have some fun with America's Sweetheart. Heather Locklear comes on board as one of our new bosses. In the very first episode, actually, we're with Piers Morgan, Heather Locklear, and Franklin and Bash nude.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's a fun way to kick off the third season.
Now, Brecken, Franklin and Bash have sort of reinforced their positions at the firm. So with that in mind, what is their dynamic this season with Rachel King?
I think last season when they were made equity partners, there was kind of no one to stop them, essentially. And this year, Malcolm McDowell's character realizes that Franklin and Bash need to be reined in from time to time, so he brings in Rachel King, who is not only our superior, but also doesn't like us very much. And her approach is to immediately divide and conquer both Franklin and Bash.
Mark Paul, how would you describe Franklin and Bash? Are they on a mission, or are they simply like guys who simply don't want to graduate from college?
No, I'd say it's more that these guys, I'd say that they're more on a mission. They fight for the underdog. A lot of people will say that. Like, are these guys ever going to grow up? I think they're very grown up. They just have a very unorthodox way of defending their clients. They refuse to sort of settle into the norm it's don't you agree that it's more about them wanting to do right for their clients, and they'll do anything for their clients? And
yeah, I think in this day and age when, you know, corporate takeovers and, you know, these giant companies are enveloping all little companies, these guys are still one of the few who are fighting for the little guy. And the fact that they're working at a big white shoe law firm, the one thing they take from it is that they will use every weapon at their disposal to fight for the underdog.
Well, of course, the head of that law firm is Malcolm McDowell. Brecken, what have you learned from working with Malcolm McDowell?
What have I learned from working with McDowell? I will learn he's a thief. he steals bananas from the craft service table.
Uh-oh.
Which is weird. I guess he's in need of potassium. It's funny, Malcolm, who's been doing, you know, he's making 9 movies probably as we speak right now. But he, Malcolm shows up ready to work. He knows his stuff. He's not winging it. He's been doing it for 135,000 years, and he still shows up just as excited, just as prepared as, I'm guessing, the first day of work that he ever did. Probably more, he's more sober than he used to be.
But he, Malcolm shows up ready to work and have fun, and it's a great, he sets a great tone on the set.
Mark, Paul, do you guys stick strictly to the scripts, or are you able to do a fair amount of improv?
We do a fair amount of improv. You know, there's definitely a blueprint that we work off of, and that's the script, but third season, I mean, we've become very comfortable with each other, and our whole supporting cast as well, and we tend to go a bit off script. A lot of the colors that you see at the end of scenes are just us riffing off of what we've just said.
Now, you guys have tremendous chemistry and rapport on camera. Did you guys click from the start?
I think so. Yeah, I think we both have the same work ethic. We sort of live similar lifestyles, parallel lifestyles, and you know, we came to this show knowing the importance of having a good relationship, and thankfully we just ease right into that. So we got lucky. That doesn't usually happen.
Gentlemen, where can people find out more about yourselves and Franklin and Bash online?
They could probably go to TNT.com or
TNT.tv.
Or they could go to TNT.tv. You could go to MarkPaulGosler.com.
No, I don't.
Or MarkPaulGoslerIsSexy.com.
There you, yes.
MarkPaulGoslerInUnderwear.org. That's actually a nonprofit. And I think that's about it, probably.
And you guys are on Twitter and Facebook as well?
Yeah, you can go to MPG at Twitter. That's Mark Paul. And I think I'm just Brecken.
Mark Paul Gosler and Brecken Meyers starring in Franklin and Bash, whose third season premiere airs Wednesday, June 19th at 9 p.m. on TNT. Gentlemen, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, wow, what a day coming in.